Lots of rap music is harshly realistic and serious, but two of the most popular new young acts managed to make topical points while maintaining a sense of humor. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of the debut albums by TLC and Criss Cross. I missed the bus. I went to bed late, but I didn't think late would affect me. Only came around then late one let me. Wake up, so I can get dressed. I guess my body was mad because I gave it no rest. And when I finally did awake, it was a 7:45. Jumped in the shower and I knew I was late. Stepped out, put on my jeans and my uniform. Said to myself, if I miss school, I'm ruined. I ran down the hill and I rush.
In its second week on the Billboard record chart, the debut album by Criss Cross, Totally Crossed Out, vaulted ahead of Wynonna Judd and one of Bruce Springsteen's new albums to take the number three position. By itself, this achievement doesn't mean much. Lots of junk hits the top of the charts. But in the case of the rap duo Criss Cross, it's pretty cool, because these two Atlanta kids, Chris Kelly and Chris Smith, are just 12 and 13 years old, and yet they've come up with one of the year's most well-thought-out hip-hop records. Because inside out is wiggity-wiggity-wiggity-whack. I come stomping with something pumping to keep you jumping. R&B, rapping, bullcrap is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing soft about Criss Cross, we all at. So when they ask, do they rock, say believe that. Jump. Come back, dad'll make ya. Jump. A daddy back'll make ya. Jump. Criss Cross'll make ya. Jump. That's Jump, the number one single in the country right now. Unlike most child acts, it doesn't look as if Criss Cross is being masterminded by some middle-aged Svengali. They write their own music, and before acquiring a manager and a record label deal, they'd established their own visual style. They wear their clothes backwards, shirts, pants, hats twisted around 180 degrees. It's a bit of fashion aggression that a number of newspapers have already reported is catching on. Watch for it on a street corner near you. The other hot hip-hop act right now is TLC, a female trio whose concerns are a bit more mature than Criss Cross's, but no less intricately clever. Playfully aggressive yet seriously feminist, TLC doesn't waste any tender loving care on guys who mistreat them. I Can Be Bad By Myself is only one of their forthright tips to men on their debut album called Ooh on the TLC Tip. TLC is PC. These women rap about safe sex, and in a sense, they embody it. Their stage costumes are covered with condoms, and the TLC member who calls herself Left Eye frequently wears a condom over her left eye, like a rather limp eye patch. But quite aside from the group's jaunty attitude and precise rhymes, the messages in this music are strong ones. Nowhere is this more true than on His Story, the pop song that was waiting to be written about women whose accusations of sexual abuse are discredited by the men they accuse. Anita Hill and Patricia Bowman are implied, and Tawana Brawley is mentioned by name. Sometimes I feel like there is no reason for me to explain. No matter how much we complain, you know it all stays the same. They try to call us freaks, why does it have to be? We can't get justified until we speak up. This is the story of a man. By the way, if you were wondering, I'm as susceptible to trends as the next guy. I am doing this review with all of my clothes on backwards. As for TLC's condom fetish, well, none of your darn business.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.